Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
Oh, oh man, I wish the listeners could see what's going on right now.
Me too, man, me too.
Oh, that just keeps getting better.
Doesn't it keep getting better? And welcome back to MAP, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, comic books, anything pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it. I'm your host, Sega Singh, and joining me today is Squishy Joshy, a.k.a. Joshua.
What's up, everyone?
How you doing, mate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's better than last week, but
better than last week, yeah.
Yeah, but still not great.
Oh my god, how's I feel like, you know what? I feel like this podcast is today's podcast. I reckon we should do as if we're, because as you guys know, Gladys Butter Chicken has
Extended
our lockdown for another 4 weeks. So I'm just pretending that I am sitting in front of a beach or something, like lounge down and doing this podcast from the ocean, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, with funny Zoom backgrounds.
Yeah, you've got, you want to explain your Zoom background over there? It looks like a sunflower.
So I got Lisa from Blackpink as my background. It's a new photo of her with a sunflower thing. I don't know.
Mate, if they come knocking, if next minute we hear, in like a month's time, we hear Lisa from Blackpink is like kidnapped or has disappeared, swear to God, you're going to be on the FBI's like radar number one, like the first person.
Well, let's hope not.
Next minute, you know, like we're doing our podcast in the middle of it, and there's like FBI people coming through your window.
Yeah, FBI,
stuff.
Open up.
Open up. We know you've got Lisa in there.
And I'll be just like, no.
They tackle.
I got photos, but that's about it.
He's got photos. Quick, get him.
What fan doesn't have photos, honestly? What fan doesn't have photos?
Well, me, because I'm not a fan, so.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't have to be Lisa, I mean.
On my one, I've got Rita Ora, so we had a bit of a musical background today.
Yeah, yeah.
Rita Ora is one of my favourite artists out there.
Do you have a favourite song by Rita Ora?
Shine Your Light.
Shine Your Light?
Yeah. Okay.
Not familiar with that one.
There's a mad remix of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's the only reason I like it, because of the remix. No, it's a good song. It's a really good song. And then she's got other good ones as well. She's got this one with Avicii. It's called Lonely Together, and it's amazing.
I think I may have heard that. That's an older one, right?
That's a bit of an older one before Avicii sort of passed away.
Yeah.
That was like her last project with him.
Right. Yeah.
And it got released. It got released just before he passed away.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So it was a massive song for her.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's about it. So for today's episode, we're going to keep it fairly loose, light and breezy. Because, yeah, man, just, it's kind of one of those days, isn't it, Josh? Just like.
Yeah, it's one of those days, you know. You kind of, you go into work, well, working from home, but anyways, like.
You're still going into work.
Yeah. And it's just like you wake up in the morning and it's like, oh, do I really want to do this? Again, same thing over and over again. I've actually been putting off something for a while. One of the sort of, well, not putting it off. It's just, it's been going to the back of my list. It's basically like I've got to design something for a annual report. And then like, well, it's like a concept that I've got to come up with and like, There's only me and like one other designer in the team, and all these other jobs keep coming in like ad hoc. So I'm like, oh man, like I really can't get in the mindset of coming up with the concept for the annual report. So I'm just like pushing it to the back. And then meanwhile, I've got people messaging me like, oh, when's this annual report going to get done? And I'm like, oh, like I'm just not in the mood. It's just, yeah, one of those days, as you said. How about you, man? Like, what's going on with work?
Just boring, man. I haven't been doing anything at all. Like, literally just, there's nothing. I am so bored. It's not funny.
I'm going on an adventure!
Yep, that's right. So today's, like we said, we're going to keep it light and breezy. Just going to talk about what are we going to do for the next 4 weeks in isolation. And if we have any upcoming projects, self-projects or anything we're doing. So Josh alluded to earlier, I just said playing any games. Yeah, man, I just recently got Call of Duty Cold War.
Ah, yes. About time, say.
About time. I know. So, mind you, the last time I played COD was Black Ops. We're talking Black Ops 2.
Right, okay.
Mind you, so that was a fair while ago. So,
last COD that I played before Cold War was even further than that, I think. It was like Modern Warfare?
The first one?
No.
2.
Actually, no, it's the one that was on PS3.
Oh, 3. Modern Warfare 3, one of the best ones.
I don't know if it was 3 or if it was the Advanced Warfare. I think it was Advanced Warfare. I think we talked about this last time.
Yeah, Advanced Warfare came out before, after Black Ops 2.
Okay, but I never played anything between Advanced Warfare and I think Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2. Actually, I lied. Sorry, my bad. Black Ops 3 was the last one, which was back in 2015.
Okay, so even I didn't play that.
Yeah.
So I had a massive gap until I picked up Cold War.
Yeah, Advanced Warfare came out before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you would have... So, yeah, Black Ops 3 was the last COD game I played.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that, I haven't played anything else. Like, Cold War was... I got introduced to Cold War because of you, and I was bored as well, and I was like, I might as well just get it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, sounds good. Man, is it different? It is so different.
Different in a good or bad way?
A bit of both.
Okay, yeah.
A bit of both. Like, as in, we had a game session, like, last week. I know, this week, right?
No, it was Saturday.
Saturday, we had a game session Saturday. And we pretty much played zombies and I was clueless because the zombies that I'm used to is basically you can knife them and they die. In this one, bro, you put a whole clip in them and they still walk around. Like, honest to God, it was like one of the hardest and weirdest. I don't know if it was the difficulty of the zombies.
Yeah, so as you progress, it gets harder.
Yeah, yeah.
And but, you can see the wave in the top right corner. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, when I was playing Black Ops, it obviously each wave it gets harder and there's more of them, but they were still easier to get rid of. Mm. But in Cold War, man, they were, like, impossible to get rid of from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you're new, I guess, because you don't have all your weapons and stuff.
Yeah, like, I was using, like, the first class weapons and they were so horrible. Oh, my God. Gosh, I'm telling you, man, it was a fun experience, but in saying that, I had so many, like, I was raging at the same time as well.
Have you played it since?
Yeah, yeah, I've leveled up a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm up to level, like, I'm up to 6 now.
Okay, not bad, not
so
bad.
So I haven't played it that much, but, like, I'm just playing against bots just to get the groove back, you know, just get my aiming, get the way the controllers feel and the triggers and stuff, just to get used to that, you know.
Mm.
So that's what I'm getting
so back into. So you've tried out the multiplayer now, or?
Yeah, yeah, I've tried out multiplayer. I played one game of TD, so team deathmatch. So. It was all right, but I need to, like, get used to the triggers and fiddle around with the settings and the sensitivity till I get, like, the proper one. And then once I do that, I'll be able to go online and actually enjoy it a bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, man? How's your experience going so far?
I'm enjoying it. I'm pretty much playing it, like, every lunch break. just jumping in on, like, team deathmatch or something. I always find that there's some people that seem clueless when they're playing team deathmatch, and then there's other people that are just super alert. Like, you're just walking normally and you just get sniped out of nowhere and you're just like, how did this person even see me? Like...
Campers, mate, camping.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been trying to change my strategy up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm always, like, rushing into the fight. So I'm trying now to sort of hold back and just not exactly like camp or anything, but just, like, see if, you know, changing it up a little bit will change you know, my score at the end of the game. I've been working a lot on trying to get all the camos unlocked for the nail gun.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yep.
I've got 2 more to go, and then I should be able to get a diamond skin unlocked.
Ooh,
which is exciting. Yeah, because then once I've done that, I can put the diamond skin on my machete.
Yeah.
And nice. Then that's all I'm going to be doing from then. Like, I'm just going to be using the same gun and the machete. Because it's probably the most fun thing on there right now, because... You can throw a smoke grenade.
Yeah.
And then the thing is with the machete, if you're near someone and you attack, it lunges at them.
Oh, nice.
So it's so broken.
That is so good.
It's so broken. So you throw a smoke grenade, they can't see anything.
Just lunge at you.
They can't see anything and you're just lunging at everyone.
Oh my God, that is so good. You have to do that next time we, like, play.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just jump on and then just with your machete just lunge at people.
Everyone hates it. Like, oh my God, I've heard all so these funny. Kids on the microphones, whenever you do that, they're like, oh, why you do that for?
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. I always laugh when people get on their mics and think they're all tough and stuff.
Yeah. All right, keyboard warrior.
Yeah.
go hide behind your controller. it's like I've been playing the campaign and stuff. The campaign is broken, man. Like, I didn't realize I thought aim assist was broken in multiplayer. But it's even more broken in the campaign because there could be a guy top left of the screen and you're looking dead center and you just press the aim and it'll just go directly to him. It's like, what?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, that is. Apparently, like, that's what was happening.
And I've been aiming properly this whole time.
Like, I'd literally press my controller to aim.
Yeah.
And it'll go straight to the nearest person. And then you just shoot. And then you press it again. And it'll go to the nearest one.
That's
and then
you shoot, rigged, mate.
Go to another. That's what I mean. Like, what the hell? Like, what's happening?
I feel like there's so many impossible kills in that game. Like, I was literally under a roof. Someone called in a napalm strike. And it got me. And I died. I'm like, what? Or the other ones where I'm like on the other side of a wall.
Yeah.
And the guy just shoots a little bit to the left of the wall. Yep. And somehow it kills me. I'm like, what is this game?
It's a little bit, like, even the melee attacks, they're just a bit clunky for me.
Yeah. Look, like, it depends.
Like, when you're trying to, not when you're trying to melee someone, but it doesn't knife them. Because yeah, I think you have to have a knife with you.
I remember you used to have a knife.
Yeah, but you don't have a knife anymore. Like,
yeah, now it's just like you use your gun.
You use your gun. And the weird thing was basically you can't hit them in the first go. Like, you...
Yeah, unless...
It takes like two or three and then...
So, yeah, you're right. But if you go from behind and they can't see you, it's instant kill.
Instant kill, yeah. But I'm saying, I'm like up front, like when you're running, like, oh, I wish I recorded this. I had like 3 kills in a row. Like, again, mind you, it was against bots, so nothing fancy. Like legit, we're playing, we did Nuketown, just free for all Nuketown. And legit, like, there were 2 people in the garage. They were shooting, and I spawned in the backyard, and I was walking, so I killed both of them that was in the garage. Someone walked in, and I pressed a melee, so I could get them like front on. I was like dead set in front of them.
Yeah.
And it missed. Like, how do you miss?
Oh, man.
Like, I was
sometimes the hitbox is just ridiculous.
I was just like, I pressed it and it missed, and then I pressed it again and it hit, and that person was still alive, and I pressed it again.
I feel like the game is just doing this intentionally sometimes, because I directly shoot at some people on like multiplayer
and nothing
and
happens.
not a single bullet hits them. I'm like, what is this?
This is so rigged. It's not funny, man. I hate it so much. Like,
but you know you can equip a knife, right?
Yeah. It took me a bit to realize that you can.
Yeah. So it takes up a slot in your like inventory, but But you can get people in like one hit if you like run at them.
Yeah. But I didn't realize when I purchased Black Ops, I got it on a sale, right? Oh, no, Black Ops. Yeah, Black Ops. It is Black Ops. When I purchased it on a sale, it came with I purchased the Ultimate Edition. So it came with all these mad skins, and I didn't realize I could have used that when we played zombies. But the issue was I didn't create my class because I wasn't able to. And now, since I can create my class, I've made all these.
That's right.
I've gotten all these mad guns and all these things, and I'm just like, yep, this is hectic. So now, like, I'm still waiting. I want to unlock my favorite gun, which is the AK-40U, AK-47U.
Oh, yeah.
Like, submachine gun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, yeah, semi.
Once you see the skins that you can buy, oh, man, you get so addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been buying the anime skins.
Oh, no? There's anime?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I've got the AK-47U with an anime skin. Oh, it looks
nice.
So good.
Nice. That's one thing that I want, the AK-47U. As soon as I unlock that, that's my favorite gun.
Like, I was playing that gun for the longest time.
It is so good.
That gun
is so good.
With the throwing axe.
Tomahawk, yeah.
The tomahawk, yeah?
Yeah, it's the best combo.
Best combo. That best is a combo. Great combo.
But I love when I used to do, I do it now as well, just to annoy people, just for shits and giggles. I'll throw like a grenade or a flashbang, just straight up. If I get spawn, like respawn, I'll just throw it randomly up in the air. Yeah, yeah. I'll just throw it randomly up in the air, hoping it'll hit someone.
Yeah, yeah.
and I know it's, if I'm playing online, people get annoyed by that because it's just like you're just throwing shit randomly.
Or like even the Semtex grenade, right?
Yeah.
If you died and it's a small map and you know exactly where you died and then you just throw a grenade up in there,
yeah.
you will usually get someone.
I think it was like, when you're playing against the bots, it's very different when you're playing against people because people know strategy and stuff. Bots don't.
Yeah, so that's right. I missed through
a grenade and it landed in, this is in Nuketown, and landed in one of the bedrooms.
Yeah.
And I got 2 kills and I was like, oh, wait, wow. How? You know, but we have to jump on that. Jump on a sesh again soon.
Yeah, maybe even tonight if you're free.
Oh, the Roosters are playing tonight.
Oh.
Can't miss that.
Yeah, can't miss that.
Can't miss that. Maybe tomorrow night. Because I only watch one game anyways. I only watch the Roosters game. I don't care about anyone else. But maybe tonight and stuff. So
yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then moving forward, we forgot to mention this in last week's episode. Coldplay. Coldplay milking the schnizzles. Schnizzles? I don't want to say it.
The schnitzels.
The parmigiana.
Yeah, yeah.
Higher power. High power or higher power?
Higher power, yeah.
Yeah.
Their latest... Oh, well, not the latest single now, but... The previous latest single. And by no stretch are we saying that Coldplay are terrible. We love Coldplay. But that one song, Higher Power, that was milked so hard.
I saw like 3 different live versions of that.
I saw at least 5 different live versions.
Yeah.
1 or 2 acoustic versions and at least 2 or 3 remixes, and yeah, it's there's a dance video, there's a music video, a dance video,
everything, yeah, isn't there?
They just went all out on this one song, and then recently now they've just dropped a trailer for their upcoming album. Each of the songs sound so different,
yeah,
but it's like it really like. It shows the sonic capabilities of Coldplay and like...
Well, they are. They do dive into all these different kind of genres as well.
Yeah, that's like, right.
You know.
That's
right. And their music's never the same, you know. Like, just for example, have a look at a Sky Full of Stars versus around that same time, Him for the Weekend came out.
Hmm, yeah.
Like around the same time, exactly same time.
Yeah, or even like Sky Full of Stars different. And like their Yellow. Old music, like Yellow. Yeah, exactly. Like they've come such a long way. Yeah. They've tried so many different styles. And even with this trailer that came out for their new album, there's a track right in the middle and it sounds like some pretty banging rock music, mate.
Oh, yeah.
And like you don't expect that from Coldplay. Like they're more of like a soft, like... Laid back rock.
Rock. Alternative.
Yeah, rock. And then all of a sudden they've got this banging heavy riff in there and it's like, whoa.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Different for Coldplay.
I might have to have a listen of that trailer.
Yeah. I thought, didn't I send it to you?
I'll have a look.
Yeah. But obviously they've got their new single out now as well, Coloratura, which is like a 10-minute song. And it's like, it's good. It's good. Like, I got into it after a couple of listens.
Is the whole thing like 10 minutes?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Or is it like, you know, those 10-minute songs where it's like, they sing and then they talk and then they sing and then they talk and then they sing.
No. It's like a full 10-minute song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Link it to us.
Yeah, so it's like this 10-minute ballad song.
So it's like a ballad. Okay, cool.
Kind of, yeah. But there's also like various influences in there. There's a lot of their old sound in there as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Like Parachutes era.
So a bit of their old stuff as well.
Yeah, a bit of their old stuff and also...
It came out like 6 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow, already. Wow, okay.
Yeah, 1.4
And there's a bit of a Queen piano sound in there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're maybe just going through like the decades and sort of like popular groups and stuff like that as well.
That's why I think like this whole... album is very like multiverse kind of themed, like the Coldplay multiverse.
Yes. Speaking of the multiverse, I don't know if you heard, but do you know who Emilia Clarke is? You've seen Game of Thrones, yeah?
Yes. Oh no. Well, I haven't seen Game of Thrones, but I think I know who you're talking about now.
Khaleesi.
Yeah.
She's in Secret Invasions. So she's 100% confirmed that in Secret Invasions, but she hasn't specified what role she is playing.
What could she be playing?
Like, she's going to be playing something big, obviously. You don't get like that kind of an actress and just give her a minor role. She's obviously going to be playing someone...
Secret Invasion.
I don't know. What if... Like, that's what's coming up. Like, she's been cast in that. But don't know as what.
She could be playing a Fantastic Four, right?
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Nah.
You said it was supposed to be a big character, right?
Yeah, I don't think it'll... I didn't mean like big as in like that kind of...
okay, all right.
As in Fantastic Four, because I got a feeling that obviously they're going to go for John Krasinski.
That's the fan pick.
No, they're gonna go with that. Because
are you sure?
Because the current run of Fantastic Four in the comics, it's exactly them, those two.
Yeah.
So it's literally like, hey guys, check this out. You guys are superheroes. But I think what they're hesitant about is, because you know how Marvel, when they sign someone on, they sign them on for like a 10-year picture deal and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they're gonna that keen on that. So they might just sign like a, maybe they might do this movie, a sequel, and like maybe they might just do 5.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what character she could be playing. But seeing as we're on the topic of Marvel. I saw Black Widow last night.
Where'd you see it? Oh, cinemas? No.
No, well, we're not allowed to go to cinemas, but yeah, true. Saw it on my server. So one of our friends, Justin, was streaming it for us.
On Discord?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's good.
Okay, cool. Nice. I'm guessing you paid for it. I'm guessing you paid for it because...
Yeah, no. So Justin has it on his Premiere Access.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
And so he streamed it to us.
Yeah. How good was it?
Yeah, you know what? Like, I liked it. I thought Florence Pugh as her version of Black Widow and Alexei were great characters.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of twists here and there. Like some parts I was not expecting. Like,
really? Okay, what part? Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, spoilers. So, okay, I wasn't expecting Taskmaster to be the daughter.
See what I mean? Yeah. See what I mean by you'll be disappointed by who the Taskmaster is?
And I was like, yeah, okay. What? And that guy that was like helping Natasha throughout the movie, I'm like...
You know that wasn't Taskmaster because I was like, it can't be him because he's... If that guy's Taskmaster, then he is one of the dumbest person alive because he hands her the box which has the antidote in it.
Yeah.
So he must be one of the dumbest people alive.
So I was like, wait, so what's the purpose of this guy? So I don't know if we're going to see him in a future.
I doubt it. He's one of the... Oh, we might see him in Hawkeye.
Okay. Yeah, so I got to that post-credit scene and I was like, wait just 1 minute. That is not how Natasha died.
Well, they don't know. Nobody knows.
Yeah, so they're making up stories, which I think is going to set up the Hawkeye series.
Or are they pretty much trying to eliminate Avengers by saying, by like giving
See, that's false... the thing. I think they're intentionally trying to take down the Avengers so they could have their own Avengers.
Yeah, these guys
are Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts or Dark Avengers.
Yeah. I don't know if Marvel will say in a PG movie, oh, look, here's the Dark Avengers.
They will. I don't think they'll call them Dark Avengers. I think
that's what I'm saying.
I think they'll most likely be the Thunderbolts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Abomination is in it as well. Is in the Thunderbolts. Or yeah. That group.
Well, so we've heard.
But my thing is I don't think Yelena will be in the Thunderbolts. Because I think she'll get out.
Okay. So she's been working for Val, as suggested by the end credit scene. Yeah, and then you're assuming that she's going to leave it.
Yeah, because obviously if she's going to go after Hawkeye, Hawkeye's going to obviously...
Convince her.
Not convince, well, tell the truth.
Yeah.
She sacrificed herself to save everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that's... She will become the new Black Widow.
Yeah, that's very... Yeah. That's looking like it will happen.
So she'll become like the new Black Widow and be a part of the Young Avengers then.
Do you think she'll be in the Young Avengers?
Well, that's what they're going towards, you know. They've got Kate Bishop,
yeah.
Cassie Lang, Stature. They've got Ironheart, Riri Williams. She's got a series. Yeah. They've got what's her name? She's in Doctor Strange.
Oh, America Chavez.
America Chavez, yeah.
She has a proper name, character name, right?
Miss America or something? I don't know, something like that. And something then like that. And then they've got what's her name? They've got Photon.
I don't know if Photon would be considered Young Avengers though.
I think she'll be part of it.
Like running it or
not running it, because they've got Falcon to run it. Falcon's gonna be there. Falcon, Spider-Man's still there. Spider-Man's still classified as
apparently they're supposed to get Patriot as well?
Iron Patriot.
Not Iron Patriot, the son of that other super soldier. That Lucky. Was in No, the son of the son of the Isaiah Bradley. Guy.
Oh, yep. I'm not too sure because he doesn't have any. Not son, grandson.
Yeah. So he's supposed to. Well, in the comics anyway, he's supposed to be like another version.
But I don't know if he's taken the serum or.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It depends on how they go with the story. I mean, like, they could say that he got into a accident or he needs some of his.
Blood or something.
Yeah, blood or whatever. And then, okay. Yeah.
That could make sense.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I'm just going to look up that Doctor Strange 2.
I think someone did like a plot leak for that movie. I don't know if it's legit or not. But.
Okay, so Loki is in Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah, heard about that.
Yeah, Miss America. Yeah. So obviously, Loki's going to be in there. And there's apparently a guy named Truck Driver.
Okay. Interesting. Truck Driver.
Yeah. I wonder what he's going to play. But yeah, so we have so far we have Loki, Wanda, Doctor Strange, Sam Raimi. He might make a cameo.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Oh, yeah.
We have Wong, Baron Modo, Miss America, and Christine Palmer.
Yeah.
So this looks like. Did you see that ending, that people have that synced up, at the exact same time?
Yes, I did see that.
For WandaVision and Loki, they synced it up.
Yeah, I mean.
And when she became the full Scarlet Witch, that's when. The multiverse ripped open.
Yeah. So I think it's a very clever edit, although I don't think it's actually the case.
No, because
the end of time can be happening at any time in the timeline.
Like, the end of time didn't happen. It's obviously like, because they've said that Doctor Strange happens after Falcon and Winter Soldier. And not before.
Correct. Yeah.
So if it happens after, there's a gap between WandaVision and there's about like a 3-month gap between WandaVision and I don't think within that 3 months, I don't think if the multiverse was ripped open for the 3 months, I don't think Falcon and Winter Soldier would have happened.
Yeah.
Unless Doctor Strange is set before Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Look, it might just be a case where parts of it is set before.
Yeah.
Just a very small part of the movie set before. And then the rest of it maybe set afterwards. Kind of like how they did with the Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
Like it was set primarily after Civil War.
So it's pretty much set after No Way Home.
Okay. Yep.
So it's a sequel. So it's a crossover sequel to WandaVision and a direct tie-in to Loki and Spider-Man No Way Home. So that means it could have happened before.
Before which?
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
No, because Falcon and Winter Soldier is before No Way Home.
Is it? I thought No Way Home was after.
Nah. No Way Home's after. So Falcon and Winter Soldier is happening around the time that Far From Home is happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, because they jumped ahead like 3 months, didn't they? 3 to 6 months or something.
Sony have got to stop putting dates in their movies.
I don't think they did a date. I think they just said it.
Yeah, well, they just need to stop doing that. Because they did it with Homecoming as well, and Kevin Feige literally said, oh, no, that's wrong.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? But, so I think it's meant to be coming out. So that makes sense then.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So then that would mean that when Falcon and Winter Soldier is happening, that's when the events of Loki is happening as well.
Mm.
Yeah. But then again, we don't know, like, the time and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've got a thing, I think that the time travel, they basically made time travel the quantum realm. So, which brings it back to your theory that you had, which was like Chronopolis being the
The quantum realm?
In the quantum realm. Or being that the TVA, what the TVA was in the quantum realm. Because in there, like you said, like time works different and like,
yeah, it's very possible that it could be in the quantum realm or maybe just another part of it.
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Or something similar to it, but like, I'm just kind of thinking like, how are they going to introduce Kang into it? Because,
yeah.
Is it going to be like, are we going to see a, because I think Doctor Strange comes out before Ant-Man, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So then we might see a cameo in that.
Yeah. Look, anything goes at this point because I think the multiverse is still going to be a madness at the end of the movie. But there could be like a post-credit scene with Kang in there. Who knows?
So you don't think they're going to close the multiverse?
Not straight away, I don't think. Because here's what I'm thinking. Because apparently the What If series is also tied in.
Yeah.
And we might actually see Captain Carter in Doctor Strange 2.
I'd love to see that.
You were about to say that?
No. I'd love to see if that happens.
Here's what I'm thinking is potentially a possibility. And because we've got the, like you mentioned, the Secret Invasion series coming up as well,
mm-hmm.
So far we've only seen Skrulls that are good. Yeah? Hear me out on this.
True.
We've only seen Skrulls that are good. But in the comics, they're known for being one of the worst aliens that are out there.
Yeah.
Right? And what a better way to get evil versions of Skrulls through the multiverse.
I like that.
And I just came up with that now. I did not hear that anywhere.
And?
So you're hearing it first, guys, on the map?
And that could lead into Secret Invasions.
Yes.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Even though Nick Fury said there's sleeper cells of Kree on Earth, I don't think they're going to be the main Secret Invasion. Actually, you know what I think? I think there's going to be multiple alien races in Secret Invasion. Like, it's not just Skrulls.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Brood?
No. Could you give me an explanation?
They're probably another pretty evil alien race. You know the movie Alien, right?
Yeah.
They look a bit like that. So imagine Marvel's version of that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That'd be cool.
Yeah. They're pretty big in the comics, so.
Definitely.
I'd like to see how that goes. Because they've done Skrulls already. They've got to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. They have to add things to it.
Exactly.
Because if you just keep it as Skrulls, it's just going to be.
All right, we've seen Skrulls.
Yeah.
They can still have them, but just like mix it up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, add some newer aliens. Just open it up a bit more.
Mm.
But then you don't have to expand on it.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you could have different parts of galaxy staying.
Mm.
But you don't know who they are.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm keen. I'm keen to see.
My only thing with this multiverse concept is how is Guardians of the Galaxy affected? Because James Gunn reckons that his script for the third movie has not really changed the whole time.
Well, no, Guardians is going to be coming off Thor.
Yeah.
So Thor is... I don't think Thor is affected by this. I think Thor...
I would say the entire MCU is affected in some way.
But I think it's more like... I think by then, Thor... I think what's going to happen is this Thor is... Because to me, it looks like Thor is going to be its own thing. It's sort of looking like to be its own thing.
Mm.
Not going to be part of the universe or something like that, because how's it going to fit in?
Yeah.
That's a tricky question. How's it going to fit in? Like, what are you going to do to make it part of the multiverse and stuff like that, you know?
Mm.
That's a tricky one.
Because he's got a direct tie-in with Loki, I guess, because they're brothers, so...
Yeah, in saying that, but I don't think... Like, who does he have to notify him of that? Heimdall's dead.
Hmm.
Like, Heimdall could see everyone. So if the multiverse did happen, Heimdall could tell him about the multiverse.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Doctor Strange might get in contact with him.
Possibly.
He's like, oh, your brother's still around. And guess what? There's a female version of him as well.
But you know what they were saying? Mm. They were saying that the way to connect Thor to the to what's happening now is that female Thor is the multiverse Thor, like there's a variant of Thor.
Mm.
So yeah, it is going to be played by Jane, but it's a variant of him.
Hmm.
That's why she's got Mjolnir, the hammer.
Okay,
and he's like in they've shown promo arts where she's holding the hammer and he's holding the axe.
Yeah.
So
I wonder are they gonna explain what happened to the old Jane?
No. What if she's still there? What if she's playing two roles? No, because she's coming up as Jane and Lady Thor.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, who knows, man?
Yeah.
Who knows on that one? I'm going to wrap it up. It's about an hour.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I think we'll call it for a day here. Had a lot of good conversation to talk about. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And Josh, where can they find you?
You can find me on most social media platforms. So if you head over to @SquishyJoshy, you should be able to find me everywhere except for Instagram because some kid took it. So it's @Squishy_Joshy.
And then you can find all of our links at linktree.com/map, not map, Mad About Pop. And everything's on there. So give us a like and a review. It would be great. Help us out. So pretty much we'll see you guys on the next episode. See ya.
See you guys.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.